USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate passes a multi-billion-dollar emergency aid package to help Americans suffering from the economic impacts of the coronavirus. The package, which the House already approved, now heads to President Trump's desk where he's expected to sign it. Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the best stimulus package is the one that lets you continue to work and earn a paycheck.
I want to stimulate the economy, but it's impossible to stimulate it when it's locked down. If I gave you your paycheck, that would be enough to get you through until we can find a way to fully deal with the virus. Your paycheck plus $1,000 doesn't do you any good. Instead of getting a government check, I want you to get your paycheck as much as possible.
And the company that operates 200 malls in the United States says they'll be closing due to the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I do high school ball. I umpire softball and baseball. So I'm very busy and very active. And the main thing I've noticed since I started Balance of Nature is when I do these baseball softball tournaments, I don't deal with cramps anymore, which has really been a big deal because I used to be basically after 2 days of a tournament, I would be bound up with cramping a good bit of the next day, and now I don't deal with it at all. So that's a real good thing.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Oil prices continue their historic slide. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes,
a continuing oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia is also contributing to it, but the coronavirus is driving oil prices down, with U.S. crude at its lowest in 17 years. As Wednesday began, West Texas Intermediate crude was down $1.69 a barrel to $25.64, and the international benchmark Brent crude was down to $29.33 a barrel. It hadn't been that low since May of 2003. While it spells headaches for investors, it's good news for drivers across America. Some states are reporting average gasoline prices now at about $2 a gallon, or in some cases under.
NFL free agency officially begins at 4 o'clock Eastern time. Among some of the big signings expected, former New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is expected to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is closing all the K-12 schools through the end of the semester as the state continues to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. Kansas is the first state to close school for the entire year. Kansas has at least 18 confirmed cases of the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Kelly believes
the reality of this pandemic is that it cannot be controlled statewide if school buildings return to normal operations or if they respond inconsistently within our local communities. Unprecedented circumstances threaten the safety of our students and the professionals who work with them every day, and we must respond accordingly.
A classic TV anchor has left us. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
An actor who was on The Carol Burnett Show and Wonder Woman has died. Lyle Wagner passed away after a long illness. According to his family, he was 84. Wagner played Steve Trevor, Wonder Woman's World War II Air Force pilot commander in the 1970s TV series. Chris Pine plays the role in the current Wonder Woman movies. Before that, he was part of the sketch troupe on The Carol Burnett Show and the show's announcer. He had TV guest spots since his first appearance on Gunsmoke in 1966. Wagner auditioned for the role of Bruce Wayne in the 1965 Batman TV series, but he lost it to Adam West.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.